Madam President, it has been a long, hot, dry summer in Montana. And that is why, Madam President, I rise today to honor the brave men and women in Montana who are fighting wildfires throughout our great state. The families who are facing devastating losses due to drought and fire, and to call on Congress to do their job and help these folks out. Due to the drought and high temperatures, Montana has turned into a tinderbox. And unfortunately, fires have sparked all across our state, some 24 of them, which changes by the hour, I might add. Across Montana, over 250,000 acres have already burned, and many of these fires continue to rage. Montana is burning, and our heroic firefighters are protecting lives, our lands, our homes, our way of life. I would be remiss if I did not mention one firefighter in particular, Missoula's Trenton Johnson. Trenton lost his life last week while he was on the fire line. Trenton's bravery and sacrifice will not be forgotten. Communities across the state are coming together to protect their homes and livelihoods, and families are concerned about their homes, their property, and their health. The largest fire is the Lodgepole Complex Fire in Garfield County. This afternoon, 30-mile-an-hour winds ballooned the Lodgepole Complex to more than 230,000 acres. Over the weekend, this fire jumped the highway, and as of today, it is nowhere near containment. The Lodgepole Complex Fire is made up of three different fires. It has turned eastern Montana's farm and grazing land into an ashtray, leaving an unknown number of farms and ranches with an uncertain future, forcing families to evacuate and communities to join local fire departments and anyone willing and able to join in the firefight. Sadly, Montana's used to this. Fire season has been as common as the autumn and the spring. As I stand here, nearly 24 uncontained large fires are raging in Montana. It's taken more and more resources to fight fires, and these resources are becoming more and more difficult to come by. Places like Garfield County are being forced to ask for donations to get volunteer firefighters the fuel that they need to save lives and to protect property, and this is unacceptable. Protecting our communities from disaster and coming to help our fellow Americans in their time of need is a fundamental pillar of government. I was pleased to see Governor Bullock declare Montana a fire emergency, which will go a long way to bring much-needed resources into our state. Last night, the regional director of FEMA denied emergency assistance for the Lodgepole fire. So this afternoon, I called Administrator Brock Long of FEMA to make sure that he heard from me about the situation on the ground and asked him to cut loose some of the much-needed relief into Montana. Firefighters from all levels of government have bravely fought fires across our state, and folks across federal, state, and local agencies have been working around the clock to contain the havoc. Montana's communities are strong, tight-knit. They always persevere, but they expect their government to have their back. And as a Congress, one of the things we can do to assist these communities is to change the way we fund fighting wildland fires. Fires are a devastating natural disaster and should be treated that way. We need to raise the disaster cap so that we can budget for the real cost of fighting fires and make sure the folks on the ground have the resources that they need to keep our communities safe. As an example, Forest Service resources are already stretched thin, and when a fire starts, they are forced to take money that they use for managing the forest and use that for fighting the fires. 20 years ago, firefighting took up about 20% of the Forest Service budget. In 2016, more than half of the Forest Service budget was spent on fighting fires. This is not sustainable. When Montana's communities are burning, I don't want a bureaucrat in Washington, D.C. weighing the pros and cons of sending help to these communities. We want the fire to be contained. As Montana burns, Congress cannot afford to wait. We need to act and allow catastrophic wildfires to be treated like what they are. They're natural disasters. It's the least we can do for the rancher in Jordan who lost his cattle, or the rancher in Sand Springs who no longer has a fence around his pasture, or any Montanan who is forced to leave their home that they've known because a fire may be descending upon it. Fire season is always a testament to the strength of Montana's communities. Everyone works together, they put aside their differences, and they play their part to achieve their common goal. Neighbors open their homes to displaced families. Churches and community centers turn into places to get food and essentials. Congress could learn a thing or two from these Montana communities. These brave communities and firefighters work around the clock. Now is the time for Congress to help out. We can do that by fixing how we fund firefighting. In the meantime, I hope that you all would join Sharla and me in sending our thoughts and prayers to all of the Montanans that have been changed by wildfire, and also our thoughts and prayers with those heroes on the front lines.